A wave of violence has rattled Colombia's political system. Two members of Congress were killed in the space of 1 month, both by gunmen from right-wing paramilitary groups. Some say the violence is close to paralyzing the country's system of democracy. From Bogota, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The Congressional Office Building in downtown Bogota looks and feels like a concrete bunker. The structure's only public entrance is through metal detectors that work like airlocks. If they sense metal, they trap you inside a plexiglass cylinder until things get sorted out. Still, the recent assassination of two congressmen has unsettled the people who work here. Senator Rafael Orduz says despite Colombia's long history of violence, members of Congress are not used to being targets.
Época anterior, pues de pronto había un asesinato, pero más por causas normales, ¿cierto?
In the old days, there would be murders, but it would be for normal reasons, Orduz says. We're not used to this new campaign of treating Congress as a kind of military target. Orduz is referring to the fact that right-wing paramilitaries claimed responsibility for the killings, accusing the dead congressmen of being corrupt and of sympathizing with leftist guerrillas. The paramilitaries say there are up to 5 more congressmen who deserve similar punishment if they don't correct their behavior, as the paramilitaries put it. The Congress is also feeling pressure from the other end of the political spectrum. Leftist guerrillas are now kidnapping congressmen. At the moment, 4 are in captivity. Here in the office building, the staff of one congressman has put up posters marking the 1-year anniversary of his kidnapping. Political reporter Kier Ernesto Villero says there have been assassinations before, most famously the killing of 2 presidential candidates 10 years ago. But this is the first time armed groups have tried to change the makeup of Congress through violence.
Porque algunos dirán que es la misma clase política que viene gobernando desde hace mucho tiempo.
There are people who say that we've had the same old political class running the country for a long time. And some outlaw groups justify these actions by saying that this is the way to bring new faces into Congress. Of course, this isn't the ideal way to do that. But that's what the armed groups have determined.
All of this has cast a pall over the coming election, scheduled for next May. Bogota is full of rumors that the government may even postpone the vote, partly because of the danger to candidates. Government spokesmen deny this, and the president has just approved a hefty increase in the security budget for members of Congress. Still, the risks are great. This is a country with a strong tradition of one-on-one retail politics. The frontrunner in the presidential race, Horacio Serpa, still wades into crowds like this one in a Bogota park, where he signs autographs and tousles children's hair. This despite the fact that the biggest guerrilla army is dead set against him winning, especially after he recently promised he'd be tougher on rebels than the current government is. Traveling between campaign appearances, Serpa has the benefit of a bulletproof SUV with a police escort. Nonetheless, when asked about the recent attacks on politicians, he admits to a certain jitteriness by silently reaching into the magazine slot in front of him and pulling out a huge silver gun. One must never be unprepared, Serpa says, and as the truck slows down, he steels himself to dive into another crowd. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.